Last week's Gospel from John and today's from Luke are kind of first cousins. They both describe Jesus convincing his disciples that he is the human resurrected Christ, not a ghost. They both mention his hands. John tends to differ in construction from the other three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. As John was written last, he's more independent, as Luke and Matthew were strongly influenced by Mark, which was written as the first Gospel. While studying today's Gospel while preparing the sermon, I was quite taken with verses 38 and 39, which I will now quote. Jesus said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is by myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." Now, one of the most peculiar things about Luke's resurrection story is the way Jesus identifies himself, saying, "Look at my hands and my feet. My hands and my feet." To the frightened, doubtful disciples who had been shaking in their sandals, wondering if they were having a group hallucination. I mean, Jesus offers four sure proofs that he is who he is. Two hands and two feet, 10 fingers, 10 toes, which could belong to no one else. But isn't it a peculiar way to ID himself? Why not say, "Listen to my voice," or "Look at my face"? Could you ID someone by hands and feet alone? I can see it now. FBI posters at the post office or some appropriate place with hands and feet instead of faces. They could say, for example, "The suspect has webbed toes on both feet. The little toe on the left foot appears to have been broken. Hands are square with a small scar on his right thumb." Well, hands and feet are simply not the first things we notice about one another, and yet they are so telling of who we are. My hands remind me of parts of my life. When I was 10 years old in 1942, I played with a pocket knife in secret and sliced my right forefinger, and I wrapped it as a 10-year-old would. My grandfather, who ran a drugstore, saw it the next day, chastised me, and dressed it properly. The scar, while very tiny now, is part of my history. The scar between the knuckles on my right hand is where a cyst was surgically removed in 1958. Both hands have several very small white scars. In fact, I hit my hand on a corner this morning. No pain, but I've got the typical 86-year-old red spot that'll stay there for, you know, a week or two probably. And I have painless but hard swellings on my left palm. It's called Dupertin's, and was first noticed by me during my hospital ministry training at Williamsport Medical Center in 1987. Had it ever since. Look at your hands. Don't they remind you of parts of your life? I could tell you stories about my feet, only they seem more private somehow. So you don't have to take off your shoes and clothes for me. Maybe if we all wore sandals and washed each other's feet, as our ancestors did a long time ago, we would know more about this. However, Maureen could probably identify many of you by your hands. After all, after 21 years of putting communion bread into them, how could she miss something? Some of our hands have noticeable wear and tear on them. Our history gives us an idea what our communion meal has cost us in our life. Or the little children's hands who reach out and take it for granted. This is God's table. I am God's child. Give me my bread. Hands do not lie. They cannot. We can exercise some control over our faces so they look the way we want them to look. But our hands give us away every time. Nervous hands, clenched hands, damp or soiled hands, our fingernails. Do you remember when Sherlock Holmes, in one of his stories, 5 minutes after being introduced and after the person leaves, tells Watson what the visitor does for a living, his or her family status, the income level, and hobbies, all based on shaking and seeing the person's hands. Look at my hands and my feet, Jesus said. And when they did, they saw everything he had ever been to them. Saw the hands that had pressed pads of mud against the blind man's eyes, which led to sight. Taking a dead girl by the hand so that she rose and walked. Saw his hands dance through the air when he talked. Same hands that touched a leper without pausing or holding back. And his feet, the ones that carried him hundreds of miles, taking his good news to all who were starving for it, even into the homes of criminals or corrupt bureaucrats, who would be treated like long-lost kin. He went into a graveyard where the Gerasene demoniac lived like a wild dog among the dead, who would be freed from this devil's forever. Looking at his feet, he remembered the vulgar woman who had wet them with her tears and dried them with her hair. All his hands and feet were wounded now. The hands that had joined him to other people, and the feet that joined him to the earth. They had holes in them, looked sore, and angry-looking bruises for him to look at. Only, it was important for the disciples to look, because they had never done it before. Earlier, when they figured out the forthcoming crucifixion, they ran away, hiding themselves where they could not see the bleeding, nor hit the pole. In this case, hearing the hammer hit the nail that was crucifying Jesus. Look, he said to them afterwards, when they were safe, and said, you can look at them now. He wanted them to know that he had gone through the danger and not around it. So he told them to look not at his face and eyes, but at his hands and feet, which told the truth about what had happened to him. The best proof he had that he was who he said he was. Maybe some had wished he'd come back cleaned up, but he did not. So we know what his wounded hands and feet said about him. What do our hands and feet say about us? Say about us. Where have they been? Who have they touched? Who have they served? Whom have they looked like? How have they sinned? You are witnesses of these things. He told them before he left them, entrusting the world to their care. When the world today looks for the risen Christ, wants to know what that means, they often look at us. They looked at us, not just our faces and eyes, but our hands and feet. What have we done with them? Where have we gone with them? We, through Scripture and faith, are also witnesses of these things. Just remember, we are the body of Christ to the world.